Now I would like to proceed with the special order of business noted on the board's meeting agenda, which was included in your board packet. As you may know, the board's bylaws provide that the board shall hold an annual meeting in January of each year, at which time the board elects its officers, two members of the executive committee, and takes some operational actions that we will explain shortly. Because it's been a year since the last annual meeting, it will be helpful to provide a summary of the board process, including conducting the election of officers. The process is the combined product of the board's bylaws, the Illinois Open Meetings Act, and Robert's Rules of Order. The bylaws are the board's own rules for conducting its meetings, and so on. They also provide that Robert's rules govern the board's consideration of all business and debate. Finally, the Open Meetings Act applies to the board and as a public body, and as interpreted by the courts and the Illinois Attorney General, has a particular influence on how public bodies conduct elections. The first and most important task in the annual meeting is to elect the board officers and to elect the executive committee. Per the bylaws, the officers are the board chair, the board secretary, the board controller, university counsel, and treasurer. In addition, the board elects two members to the executive committee, which consists of the chairs and those two elected members. All these individuals are elected annually, with the exception of the treasurer, who is elected to a two-year term. Treasurer McKeever was elected at the January meeting in 2019. Normally, the secretary now would read the special order of business, which is taken from the bylaws, and describes each of these positions in some detail. With the board's permission, I will ask the secretary to enter that information directly into the minutes of the meeting. I'd like to take a minute to explain the voting process itself. The Illinois Open Meetings Act prohibits public bodies in Illinois from voting by secret ballot or any other kind of secret voting. This principle was established in a 1981 judicial decision by the Illinois Appellate Court and has been confirmed by the Illinois Attorney General on several occasions. I think we all realize that this makes the voting process a bit unusual, but I'm confident we can work through it in compliance with the law as we always have. As a result, typically, the board has used the voice vote method for its elections, in which members indicate their vote of aye or nay verbally, and we will use that method today. Are there any questions on the election process for chair, executive committee, and other officers? No questions. At this point, then, we'll proceed directly to nominations, and nominations are now in order for chair of the board.
Mr. Chair, I would like to nominate Donald J. Edwards as Chair of the Board of Trustees. Don has served on the Board of Trustees since March of 2017. He's an alumnus of the University of Illinois at Urbana, earning his Bachelor's of Science in Finance with a Bronze Tablet Honor in 1988, and received an MBA from Harvard Business School in 1994 with the Baker Scholar Distinction. This will be the second year for Don as Chair. He has been a strong leader for the Board, and under his guidance, many important initiatives are making our system stronger. And I look forward to working with him at the helm.
Thank you, Trustee Cepeda.
Mr. Chairman, under your leadership, we've made great strides for financial responsibility and accountability, and it's my pleasure to second your nomination.
Thank you, Trustee King. Are there any further nominations? Without objection, the nominations are closed. We now will vote, and the nomination for board chair is Don Edwards. As mentioned earlier, we will cast our votes verbally, but can raise our hands if there is any uncertainty. All in favor of Trustee Edwards for board chair, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and Trustee Donald J. Edwards is elected as chair of the board.
Congratulations.
Third person, not something I. I'm not going to interrupt our meeting for a 10-minute diatribe about how important this is to me. I'd simply like to thank my fellow trustees and Governor Pritzker for the confidence in me to serve for another year. In fact, it is your confidence that inspires and motivates me to work ever harder for the benefit of this institution we all so dearly love. I talk a lot about the importance of the University of Illinois system, and in my view, there is no more important institution to the future of this state than the University of Illinois. As I've said many times, public higher ed is critical to the success of our state and of our nation, and in my judgment, is more important than ever. Therefore, it is a solemn obligation that we all have to not only steward this institution, but to help guide it to be the best institution of higher education in the United States, which I believe in my heart we know it can be. So thank you again for your confidence. Now we will elect the board's executive committee. Per the board's bylaws, the board chair is one member of the board executive committee, and the board then elects two other members. Again, I will ask for nominations, and each member is free to nominate one person. When the nominations have ended, we then will vote on each nominee, again in the order in which they were nominated. We will vote until both positions have been filled, meaning we will proceed to vote until two nominees have received a majority vote. Nominations are now in order for the two vacancies on the executive committee.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Ramon Cepeda as the first executive committee member. I have had the privilege of being on the board with him for a number of years, and he has served with me since 2015. He's an alum of U of I, earning a BA in criminal justice and economics from the University of Illinois at Chicago in 1990. Currently, he serves as the chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee, and is also on the University Healthcare System Committee. I have truly enjoyed working with him and getting to know him, and he's demonstrated very sound leadership and guidance and good judgment for this board. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Smart. May we have a nomination for a second person to serve on the executive committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Patricia Brown Holmes as the second executive committee member. Patricia is now in her second term on the Board of Trustees, having returned to us, thankfully, in January of 2019. She previously served on the trustees from 2011 to 2017. Patricia's graduated with a BS from the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana in 1983, and then went on to the College of Law at the University of Illinois to earn her JD in 1986. She's also served as a very distinguished member of the bar and as an associate judge in the circuit clerk court in Cook County, as well as special appointment within the state of Illinois. Trustee Holmes is a managing partner of Riley Safer Holmes and Kinsella LLP in Chicago. Currently, Patricia serves on the exec committee and also on the Singapore LLC. Patricia brings significant experience to the committee and will continue to provide solid leadership to our board. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee McMillan. Are there any further nominations for membership on the executive committee? Without objection, then, the nominations for executive committee are closed. We now will vote in the order in which the nominations were received. All in favor of Trustee Cepeda to serve on the executive committee, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, and Trustee Cepeda is elected as a member of the executive committee. All in favor of Trustee Holmes to serve on the executive committee, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, and Trustee Holmes is elected as a member of the executive committee. We now move to the election of the board secretary, controller, and university counsel as the next order of business. With the board's permission, I'd ask that the language from the bylaws describing each of these offices to be entered into the record rather than read at this time. It was distributed to all of the trustees prior to our meeting and is available on our website. Consistent with President Killeen's letters to the trustees in the meeting materials, the three incumbents in those offices, Deirdre Williams, Secretary, Avijit Ghosh, Controller, and Thomas Barrows, University Counsel, are recommended to the board by the president for re-election. With the board's permission, we will take these as a group. May I have a motion to approve the election of these individuals to new terms in their respective positions?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we elect Deirdre Williams as Secretary, Avijit Ghosh as Comptroller, and Tom Barrows as University Counsel. I believe this is the second year for Treasurer McKeever, so there's no motion that would be needed here. And I would note that pursuant to the agenda item on which we will vote later, Mr. Gregory Knott is serving now as the Secretary Designate and will assume those duties on June 1st, 2020 when Secretary Williams retires. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Holmes. Is there any discussion about these nominations? If none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and Dee Dee, Avijit, and Tom are all reelected. Thank you. Next is the approval of the delegation of signatures, which is really to approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university. If no more board member disagrees, I would like to call for motions on these delegations of signature to these signatories as a group and to instruct the secretary, Ms. Deirdre Williams, to enter the resolution into the record. May I have a motion to approve the two signatories?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve the delegation of signatures and approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university.
Is there any discussion regarding this matter? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay.
Aye.
The ayes have it and the resolutions carry. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for their patience in helping us work through the administration portion of this meeting. And now we'll move into the substantive material of our board meeting. Please note that proposed committee assignments were sent to members of the board last week. A formal letter will be issued after this meeting, and committee assignments will be included in the minutes of this meeting. The chair of the board serves as an ex officio member on all committees.